From Dove Valley, I'm Chris Hall, joined now by guard Luis Vasquez, who met the press today, has been here in the building for several hours now, and you were asked during your press conference impressions of the team so far. I want to go back to something I asked one of your new teammates this morning, Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. Walking around and meeting the coaches, they had this feeling of confidence, and he could tell, he could see that. Have you gotten that so far, your time here today?
Definitely. You build, anytime you come off a season like the Broncos did last year, and now you're adding more guys, me to expect to come in and contribute, and, now you got Wes Welker and Dominique Rogers-Cromartie. As a coach, you have no choice but to, walk around with your chest a little bigger and more confident. So, yeah, I definitely felt that.
You said you're ready to come in and compete, do whatever the coaches ask you to do, and you were asked about playing 3:30, playing in there in guard, some toughness. You said you didn't mind not talking in the press because you just want to go in there and work. Kind of where'd that come from? Is that just part of being a lineman?
Yeah, I believe so because, at the end of the day, when people watch football, nobody really, notices what we do unless, one of us makes a mistake. Then it's, then we're singled out. But as a whole, we don't expect any glory. We're putting our heads down, doing the dirty work that nobody wants to do, and, taking great pride in it.
I don't want to necessarily phrase this as if you sat back to think about having Peyton Manning behind you as a quarterback. But last year, the two games when you played the Broncos as a Charger, did you ever take a moment to look at what maybe that offense was doing after you talked to your position coaches after some drives? Did you ever take a minute to kind of see how they were maybe moving the ball?
No, we just try to at that time, we just try to focus on, your side of the ball, what their defense is doing, and how we can move the ball better up and down the field. So,
what do you think the next couple of weeks will be like as you start to maybe meet some of your new teammates and get used to Denver and get acclimated? So once the offseason program starts, you're ready to go and do what John Elway brought you here to do.
It'll be pretty easy. I know a few guys. I trained with Noshawn Moreno, so that's another familiar face that I get to see on a daily basis. But I'll be out here pretty quick and getting used to the altitude and seeing my teammates more and more and get to know them and get a feel for them and have them get a feel for me. And I just feel like that's going to help both for them and me, build the locker room.
Well, again, congratulations. Welcome to Denver.
All right.
Thanks so much for your time. I'm sure, I hope we can talk to you some more a little bit down the road once things get going again here at Dove Valley. It's Luis Vasquez. I'm Chris Hall from Dove Valley. Plenty more on free agency and what's going on here today on DenverBroncos.com.